The title Raising the Shade speaks to the Monument Committee's hope that the sculpture honoring 70 enslaved men who fought for the Union during the Civil War will be a conversation starter and an educational vehicle. Franklin County NAACP President Eric Anspaugh says the title was suggested by fellow committee member, veteran, and retired educator Larry Moore.
In an early meeting, he said, well, what's the matter with just raising the shade? And, you know, I kind of looked at him, what do you mean raising the shade? You know, like you let the shade up and you let light in.
The statue will be erected at the former First Baptist Church in downtown Rocky Mount in December of this year. Now that the location is set, Anspaugh says they are gearing up for the important work of educational outreach.
All that engagement is leading up to a community educational forum this coming May, where we're hoping to have a large cross-section of Franklin County come to this event. We're going to have some keynote speakers. We're going to have discussion groups and workshops.
Virginia Tech's Monuments Across Appalachian Virginia project awarded $285,000 in Mellon Foundation funds to the Monument Committee. The Franklin County NAACP will manage the funds. The sculptors are bringing three models of potential designs for the monument on Friday for the steering and monument committees to review. Denise Allen Membreño, WFIR News.